It's also interesting with buildings because no building is really designed to last forever. We do have a few very old ones, but usually the older the building, the more problems exist within the building itself. And eventually everything just falls apart or falls down, which is always the problem with a house. And I think we talked about this a long time ago that I'm a great believer that the future will be in renting accommodation and places to live, not buying. But I mean, that's a long-term future, but we can see the world slowly moving towards that with the advantages and disadvantages. The advantage of buying a place is it's nice to own property and it's yours and you can sell it again later if you want. I've always thought that the negative side to that is you are also buying a problem. And you have to decide how much you want to solve the problems related to that purchase as well. So many people build up businesses with property, and it's not an easy thing to work with and manage, but there are profits there. But then the profits are there because it's not easy to work with. So people need to build up systems. Of course, the the right time to buy and build was 20 years ago, right? So today things are slightly different in that market. I think that people need some level of flexibility to be able to change direction or move, or in the modern world, a job is something that might change at any point in time. And so what happens if you have property in Bystrica, but you get offered a job in, I don't know, Prague or another country, for example. So then that has to be factored in. I also think that sometimes I think that companies should have some responsibility for helping employees with the property as well, but that's a bigger topic and a more complicated one. Do you see people like Facebook investing in paying for property for their employees? But you need to be a really big company to go in that direction as well, and you need to have a really big vision of the future because it's a whole other area of problems. Well, it also depends on quality, which also depends on availability as well. But you're thinking about the area that I'm in here, it's next to an Air Force base. And so a lot of the properties are, I'm not sure if they're owned or rented. I think they might be owned by the government, the Ministry of Defense, who then allow their employees on the Air Force base to stay in the accommodation. And some of the accommodation is really bad. It's really bad. It's in the style of accommodation about 20, 30 years ago, maybe 30, 40 years ago, and it's not been updated. And you'd expect better, right? You'd expect government employees who are employing people in a national defense institution to have some higher standards if people are involved in national defense, but apparently they don't. Somebody told me yesterday that there's a lot of planes on the local Air Force base that the government can't fly because they said they don't have parts. There are no parts for the planes, so we can't fly them. They just sit there. So I asked this person, so what happens if you don't have the parts? They're like, oh, we don't fly the planes. They don't fly. They just sit there. Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough.